Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hi everyone, it's Mariana here, and today we are going to talk about perfectionist parenting pitfalls. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but if you have had any perfectionistic tendencies, or if you expect perfection from your kids, this episode is for you. Recently, I was watching an episode of Shark Tank. I love that show. And one young woman pitched the sharks for an investment in their company, but the potential investors noticed one major problem with this particular entrepreneur. And the problem that they pointed out was that she was a perfectionist. And one of the sharks, Mark Cuban, said something really profound. He said, "Perfection is the enemy of profitability." And in business, that's so true. But it also got me thinking that perfection is also the enemy of peaceful parenting. Here's how. Think about it. When we hold ourselves to an impossibly high standard, or when we hold our children to impossibly high standards, when we try to control every little detail, it just doesn't work. We end up feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, and that's when we snap. That's when we start yelling or nagging, and we lose our cool, we lose control, because let's face it, we were never in control to start with. So let's talk about four pitfalls of perfectionist parenting and how we can avoid them. Number one on our list today is that perfectionist parenting discourages kids from being kids. I think one common frustration that a lot of parents have is that they expect their children to behave perfectly 100% of the time. I think that many parents expect a level of maturity from their children that's well beyond what they're even remotely capable of. And I also think that many concerns we moms have about our kids, a lot of times it's just normal developmental phases for our children. For example, it's totally normal for kids to have lots and lots of energy, right? It's normal for kids to struggle to sit still for long periods of time. It's normal for kids to spill their juice, for them to get mud on their shoes and track said mud in the house. It's normal for them to argue with their siblings. This is just part of life, and it just happens. And I think that a lot of times we set ourselves up by forgetting that they are just kids. So the key here is really not to shame them for their mistakes. You know, we are all human, and there is no one that's perfect except God. So when we help our kids to feel safe to make mistakes, then what that does is a few things. It helps them feel more willing to take risks. It helps them feel more willing to come to you when they have a problem that they want to talk about. And it also helps them to be more willing to try new things. The second thing on our list today is that perfectionist parenting notices the negative. And let me tell you what I mean by that. When we are focused on being the perfect parent, or when we're focused on having our children behave perfectly, we tend to notice every little imperfection, every little negative detail that isn't perfect. Now, this is a slippery slope, because when you always point out the negative, it can make your child feel like they just can't do anything right, that nothing is good enough to please you. And when a child feels like they just aren't good enough, then their self-esteem starts to suffer. And sometimes they also tend to withdraw, and they may put up walls or barriers between the two of you. They might appear more distant, or it may cause them to act out even further. Instead of noticing the negative, what I want us to do is to try to be intentional about noticing the positive. What is it about your child's character that you really admire? How can you affirm them or encourage them? It might just be something simple like leaving an encouraging sticky note beside their bed. Or you might want to plan something a little bigger, like a mother-daughter getaway or a mommy-son day out. You know, whatever it is that you feel like would be encouraging to them. Let's try to be intentional about being positive. Let's be sure to remind our kids that they are loved unconditionally. That the love we have for them is a no matter what type of love. A love so big, so wide, and so deep that it mimics in a small way the love that the Father has for us. Number three on our list is perfectionist parenting doesn't leave room for fun. When we are busy trying to control or manipulate every situation, or when we're living in a fantasy of what we had hoped things would be like, we tend to get caught up in that. When our kids have to be perfect, make perfect grades, perform perfectly in sports or music, behave perfectly all the time, that's a really heavy burden for them to carry. Perfection doesn't leave room for silly jokes or relaxed evenings, heart-to-heart discussions, playing pretend, or getting into positive mischief. Sometimes it's just nice to kick off our shoes and have an impromptu dance party in the kitchen, or make up silly jokes and laugh until you cry. It's perfectly okay to have fun and be silly. And number four on our list is perfectionist parenting sets yourself up for failure. You see, when we as moms hold ourselves to perfection in our parenting, we are absolutely doomed to fail. The reason is, as I've said many times, there's no such thing as the perfect parent. Recently, I was listening to a business podcast by Amy Porterfield, and she was interviewing a life coach named Brooke Castillo. And in her interview, Brooke talked about several things that hold us back in life. And one of the things that she talked about is perfectionism. And in her interview, she laid out a concept that absolutely blew my mind. She said that we need to give ourselves permission to do B-minus level work. That striving for A-plus all the time will make us burned out, exhausted, and unproductive. And I gotta say, she has a valid point there. For me personally, I always like to make straight A's in school, so this is a bit of a tough pill to swallow for me. But I decided to give it a try in my own life and stop trying to do everything A plus all the time. Maybe I wouldn't strive for a B minus per se, but maybe an A minus just to start off with. You know, giving myself permission to not have to be A plus with my kids all day, or not have to serve an A plus dinner every night. That it's okay to do a B minus dinner. And I have to tell you that it was so freeing. Every time I tried to be a perfectionist, because that's just my nature, I told myself, strive for B minus. Everything doesn't have to be an A plus. And it worked. I mean, this totally goes against the grain of who I am, but striving for B minus instead of perfection is definitely something that I'm learning how to do. And I think it's really similar with parenting. If we strive for A plus parenting all of the time, it can leave us feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, frustrated, and defeated. Because like I said, you're never going to be A plus all the time. You may have moments in your parenting where you have A plus moments. And let's just be honest, you might have moments in parenting where you have like a C minus. You know, it's just unrealistic to think that we will be an A plus parent all the time. So the next time you blow it with your kids, remind yourself that you don't have to be an A plus mom all of the time. It's okay to make mistakes. It's all a part of life. And when you go to your children and, you know, let them know that you made a mistake, that's just modeling for them how they can handle things. I want you to give yourself permission to take it slow and be patient with yourself as you learn to let go of some of these perfectionistic tendencies that we talked about today. Today is a new day. To choose grace, encouragement, and freedom. You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.